Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with you, Daniel Dibon with us. Daniel, if you could see the EMF frequency waves like lines, what would they look like? Would they be all over the place?
Well, think of it this way. Look, you're on the side of a shore and you see waves coming in. And so I mentioned to you 1 to 2 gigahertz per second is mm-hmm. what it is. It's a time interval. And so those are waves. Well,
like bursts?
Yeah. Well, actually, they are a burst, ultimately. And that's what makes these more more concerning than just a standard analog signal. They're pulsing signals. And so, but it's important to note that when it's transmitted out of your cell phone, it's going 4 to 5 miles. And to get there and to get to the right place, it's omnidirectional. It's going in all directions. So when you have a cell phone on, it fills the entire room and goes outside the building looking for the receiver at the other end. And so you have one transmitter like that in your room, and then you have other devices in your room, they're all doing the same thing, literally going through walls. And sort of that's the point, is that we're starting to get all of these transmitters in our, these wireless devices all around us. They're all transmitting somewhere, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and when they're doing that, they're populating the signals within this in our environment. That's never existed in our environment before.
Is there any science yet that shows that these EMF waves are hurting us?
Yes.
It's out there.
Actually, that's the controversy, George. It turns out that, as I mentioned before, the FCC has a standard that was done 30 years ago. Well,
and that's way before we had all this technology.
Oh, my goodness me.
Way before.
George, I had a cell phone at that time. And I never used it because none of my friends had one.
That was the big Motorola-looking one, wasn't it?
Exactly. Think of it, right?
They used those in the military to try to communicate with each other.
Right, exactly. So no one used it. It was only occasional. Now you have, as you pointed out, six-year-olds calling their grandma and talking for hours at a time. So use has fundamentally changed for these technologies. And so the standard is stating one thing, but now our research, the independent research, has shown that there's clear evidence of causal effect In fact, believe it or not, the federal government, another branch of the federal government, National Toxicology Program, they did a 25 million dollar study, epidemiology study, statistically significant. In other words, the populations were large enough that you could draw conclusions with confidence. And so they did the study, and they said there's statistically significant increase in cancer rates and tumor rates.
Jeez.
Both in the brain, frontal lobe, and the heart, believe it or not. And that was reinforced by another research that was done by the Ramazzani Institute out of Italy. And that's a consortium of European scientists and epidemiologists. And they did the same kind of study and came up with the same kind of solution, conclusions. So we now have pretty significant, statistically significant evidence that there is clear linkage, causal effect, between the use of our cell phone and harm to the body. And in fact, George, frontal lobe cancer has been increasing 2% compounding for the last 10 years.
Well, I lost a sister, Daniel, several years ago. She had a brain tumor on the left side of her head, and she was always on her cell phone on the left side, always, talking to her two daughters, texting them, but I mean, always on it. I try to use the speaker when I talk. I try to hold it away from me. Here's a question for you. Most people will charge their phone at night, and the phone is about 2 feet away from where they sleep. Is that dangerous?
That's nuts. I'll tell you a story. I was talking about the importance of a sanctuary in the bedroom. When you sleep, the cell phone transmitters literally interfere with the body functions, including melatonin. And so when you have that close to you, you're maybe not getting the full sleep you should get because
Interesting.
You have influences. And in fact, there's no doubt about it, some of us will clearly have disrupted sleep because you're slightly more sensitive than others. And there is no doubt. The sanctuary of a bedroom is so important. You do not want routers. You don't want cell phones. You don't even want clocks close to you. You want them at least 4 foot away. So go back to the story. I was talking to this very sharp lady, and I was telling him, you make sure your listening audience understands you do not want to have this stuff in your bedroom. And she was telling me, oh, yeah, thank you so much for the advice. And then she calls me back about a month later, and she said, I didn't believe you. And she said, my husband and I took our cell phones and put them in the other room. Now we're now sleeping at night.
That's interesting. Yeah. I'm going to try that, too, because I have been guilty of plugging in my cell phone, you know, a couple feet away from me, so you can reach for it in case you have an urgent call in the morning. You don't have to get out of bed. But you may be right, because I have historically not gotten a lot of sleep in my life. I mean, especially with all the various time zones I'm in and stuff. I'm going to try that and see if that works.
Good. Yeah, you should. Now, it is so important for your sleep because it's not just that your pattern of sleep is disrupted. It turns out your mitochondrial repair occurs when you sleep. So your body's recovery from the day's events is now hampered because of the influence of the cell phones and the wire and the routers and other stuff within that environment. So if you want to recover and have a full sleep, it's far more than just I'm not sleeping quite what I should. Your body has a cyclic cycle that's been disrupted. The circadian rhythm cycle has been disrupted from the devices around you, and you're not recovering like you should.
And everything's wireless these days. I mean, your routers are wireless. You've got your Wi-Fi, your tablets. What is more significant to avoid, the signal from the router or the signal from a tablet or phone?
Routers transmit at 66 watts. They're a higher, stronger signal.
Right, they got to get through the whole house or wherever
they are. And so you never want them near your living area.
Okay.
The reality of it is, you can put them in your closet in an area of the house no one ever lives in, and it'll still work. And you're pretty safe when you do that.
What will we see 15 or 20 years from now with this generation if we keep up this technology, in your opinion?
There's clear evidence of trending with body impacts, particularly with young. And my opinion is, if we continue on the path we're doing and we continue adding these new technologies like the 5G stuff we'll talk about in a bit, the trending will continue and you'll see more chronic problems as the users evolve to adulthood.
I had a guest who was talking about 5G a couple months ago, and he was talking about how 5G has been introduced in Wuhan, China, and he says, this is his belief, that he thinks 5G has something to do with COVID-19.
I certainly don't believe that, and let me tell you why.
All right.
Let me tell you why. When you use a cell phone, a laptop, a router, they all suppress your immune system. And so there is a correlation to immune because of that suppression.
But not the virus.
Bugs and virus, bacteria and virus love RF. They propagate more so with exposure than if they don't have that exposure. So your immune system is being compromised anyway. But 5G will never create a virus. It will only exacerbate that virus. And in fact, believe it or not, the 5G everyone talks about is all sub-6 gig. It's lower stuff. It's not the real high stuff. The higher stuff up at 20 gigahertz and up to 90 gigahertz, that's where there's been literally no study work. We literally don't know what the impact will be because there is no scientific evidence of research that can give us an indication of what we should expect of the human body. But most all of 5G that's been deployed is all sub-6 or below 6 gigahertz, which has been around for 20 years.
Daniel, could these EMFs be contributing to people's anxiety and instability and mental issues?
Yeah. So I love that question because remember I talked about the breakdown of a cell. We didn't talk about much, but I mentioned it can cause cancer.
Yes. Yes.
Right? And there's a 2% frontal lobe increase over the last 10 years. So that those are facts. I'm not worried about that stuff. I'm more worried about the biological impacts, particularly neurological, physiological.
Suicidal.
Yeah, there's anxiety, there's depression. And guess what? There's a huge concentration in the schools, for example, which I find quite disturbing because I wrote an article about guns in a classroom years ago. There's a colleague out of the UK, Dr. Barry Trower. He designed guns for the U.S. for the UK, RF guns, and so he was going around talking about how when you bring your RF router at 2.4 and 5.6 gigahertz, these are the signal rates we used in these guns, but we used higher amplitudes, and we know for sure it impacts how the body functions. George, Havana.
The embassy.
Right? Yeah, think of that, right? When I heard that argument that there was some problems down there, I laughed because I knew exactly what it was. There was direct focus of RF signals being focused towards the embassy. In fact, I've actually seen the research as a result of that, and I have a colleague that was part of the study of that evidence. And there was pretty conclusive evidence, no question about it.
Well, could the RF, Daniel, have been emitting from the embassy with their own equipment?
No.
Okay, so they were being bombarded then.
Right. And the reason I know that is because the amplitude levels have to be higher, and it's unlikely that they would generate that kind of thing within the buildings.
But it must have been an enormous pulse.
Yes.
To cause that kind of illness to these people that quickly.
No question about it. There's no that was Dr. Barry's
conclusion.
That was his conclusion.
What was it being done, in your opinion, to test to see if it could work, or did they really want to hurt these people?
George, this has been around for 30 years. Barry started his work 30 years ago. He's a physicist. It's been around for 30 years. It's been used by the military for 30 years.
So what do we do to stop this?
You know, one of the things I talk about is you're an architect of your own destiny. You need to be aware of your environment, and you need to make sure that you control the devices that are around you.
As well as you can.
As well as you can.
Because I don't think people are going to throw them away. I mean,
right.
I couldn't go through a day without my cell phone with me because I get too many messages and texts. And, you know,
I knew my sons weren't going to throw their laptop away.
No.
I wasn't going to throw my cell phone away. It's for the very reasons you just said.
I had asked people one night, Daniel, a couple years ago, to spend one day not taking their phone with them. Just leave it at home and, you know, just go and do your thing. And I would get emails from people saying, I did it for 2 hours. I had to go back home and get it. I mean, they just can't do it.
Yeah, it's the dependencies are terrible, unfortunately. But it's so critical for us today. That's how we communicate. And so we're not throwing them away. But you should be aware of your environment. As simple as that. And sort of cutting to the chase. I talk about is one bee won't kill you, but 1,000 will.
Mm-hmm.
The more transmitters you have in your environment, the more likely it is that there's danger to your personal body.
In the old days, you used to have the meter man come to your house and read your electric meter, and then you'd get your bill. Now that's all done wirelessly, too. That's got to have an effect.
It does, George. But one of the things that so it is a RF transmitter. It is transmitting just about the same as your cell phone. And so it's another transmitter in your environment. What's good about the meters is that almost always it's on an outer wall. It's typically on a garage wall.
Right.
And
right.
20 feet
That's
away.
True. It's not in your basement or anything like that.
Right. If it's in on the exterior of your bedroom, move your bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Because
or have the power company move the meter. Can you
do
that?
Exactly. Yeah. Or move the bed into the other room, but do not stay there, particularly if it's on a wall that your bed headboard's at.
Can you tell the power company, I don't want an RF meter? Probably not, I guess.
Actually, it turns out that in many states you can, but also in many states you can.
Interesting. Now, back to 5G for just a moment. What's after 5G?
6G. 5G, let's talk a little bit about what 5G is. I refer to sub-6 gigahertz. Almost everything being deployed is sub-6 gigahertz. It's stuff that's been around for a long time. Above is the small cell site transmission rates, and they're typically 20, 40, 80 gigahertz. They can go up to 300 gigahertz, but none of that's happening just yet. And so it's those faster rates we know nothing about, and there's those rates that beaming, which are very targeted multi-beams being transmitting the data to the cell device or whatever device it's receiving it. And so that's up to 300 gigahertz. With 6G, it actually goes up to 900 gigahertz. In other words,
wow.
It's starting to hit the ionized space, which is the energy we talked about before, being able to knock the electron out of its orbit.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.